He says, O daughter of the king, forget thy father's house. So shall the king desire greatly thy beauty. We give praise to God. Father, we honor you this evening. We thank you for that which is set for us to enter the ministry of eternal life, the word of reconciliation. Thank you for the things of God, things of glory. Father, we come with trembling and fear, the usual character of attending to this very oracle. We come trembling at, oh God, we decide not to dress ourselves because your eyes is enough to undress us. Lord, you will uncover that which you think we have uncovered. That powerful eyes of the high priest will x-ray on us, travel to us, check within us, try our reins, check our hearts, carry out and reveal the intent. We are asking for mercy because, Lord, if we are not healed from such dimension, from the thoughts and the intent of the heart, where shall we find rest? Help us, Jesus, that today your word will be taught, your mind will be communicated, yea, and your soul will be ministered as well. Give us your soul. Let us eat of thy life and of thy heart. Bless us tremendously. Lord, anoint us, quicken me, help me, help me, help us all. In Jesus' name we go, we pray. Amen. We give praise to our Father who is on the throne. Everybody shout hallelujah. Larry, thank you so much. Amen. We have sung so much song today. Amen. Somehow I just felt God wants us to rejoice after a while. I just felt even in that holy hall, we can move it into holy all rejoicing, which I felt we're able to do. We sang with weight in our hearts to the high priest of glory. Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
How many of you are blessed yesterday? I'm sure the words are gradually dropping, distilled into hearts which are tender. It's upon the tender grass. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tenderness. Praise God. Oh, can you give me that book? That book in the book of Deuteronomy. Moses' rendition. Deuteronomy. It's in my watch at this still. As the rain. Not so, Pastor. Is it my doctrine shall drop as the rain? My speech shall distill as the dew. And as the rain shall come upon the tender herb. And the showers as the showers upon the grass. And because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to unto our God. So this rain, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, and as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Amen. Shout hallelujah. This doctrine is everlasting doctrine. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. This doctrine is what every one of us. Shout hallelujah. These are trees that have been harvested into the most holy. They become small again. They become small. They become tender. Shout hallelujah. You can understand that those whom God will respond to are men with tender hearts. Hallelujah. Are men with what, my brother? Tender hearts. So you must be, to be tender in the realm of the botanical, you must be a grass herb. Tender herb. Not so, Pastor. Tender herb, like the vegetable I ate this afternoon. I never had plan. My wife just, when my wife says shocker, Nothing can change that, sir. Amen. My wife is a beautiful woman. Shout hallelujah. When she says, Shoko, Shoko means Shoko Yokoto. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shout hallelujah. I was just a John the Baptist. I had already planned my meal. I wanted to eat beans and wild rice. Wild what, sir? My wife just did Shoko and then they pounded yam. And I came to choose. If you see the color of the white rice, it's black. For health's sake. Everybody shout hallelujah. My white rice is black. Wild rice. When you see it black, when you cook it together. And there's another Chinese black rice that I eat also. Amen. When you cook it, amen, you may not even like it. When you see it, it will discourage your appetite. Praise the Lord. But they now show me Shoko. Are you listening to me? I'm pounding here. I said, why did you tempt me and change my diet? Praise God. Shout hallelujah. I really wanted to stay up that, you know what I mean, all those swallow. I said, let me discipline myself today. But somehow, I saw the Shoko inside. I said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. First time said, I should not be blamed, not to sir. Shout hallelujah. I ended up, I couldn't, I don't know, somehow, we don't know, that Shoko just took the center stage and came up higher than the white rice at Pastor. Shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? So I had decided to go for Shoko means that it's made for the husband. So who is the husband man who would deny the, what's the husband right? So I've just been an husband man. The name of the thing is husband, what makes the husband to be fat. And how many of you need fat? I need fat in the spirit. Hallelujah. So your soul shall be made fat. We give praise to God. And you can't blame that leaves. Everybody say the leaves. Hallelujah. Shoko Yokoto. Everyone say amen. That the leaves made the face of Daniel fat. Their face were shiner, better, and fatter. And everyone say amen. Who knows? So don't, please don't say maybe I broke the code of discipline. But thank God I was able to cut down the carbohydrate heavily. I did that. So let everybody at Sundry know that I'm adhering to shout hallelujah. Are we blessed today? So you can see here in Deuteronomy, of course the speech that should drop as the rain is not on kids, it's a graduates of the wilderness. That's supposed to be culture to actually use the promised land. The promised land is the land of God. Are you listening? It's the land of God. So you can see that the purpose of the promised land is be able to use the life that is of God and implement it on that land. But some other species who were occupants of the land ahead of the children of Israel had used the wisdom of some strange gods to live on the land. Not so, Pastor. And you can see what happened to them, what they came into negatively. And God wanted them taken out because he never wanted them to be example to humankind. They need to be taken out so that one. Yeah. What the vision, the nation, what Satan projected and what Satan made those beings, he made them an example of nations. So all nations will copy them. But God be thanked, God was able to take the heart. It was mercy that slew Sihon, king of the Amorite. It was mercy that cut down Og, the king of Bashan. Hallelujah. What is the mercy? Number one, the mercy that this people or this nation will not be a nation for other nations to copy. If they had grown, the rest of the nation would have accelerated. So they had what is called a diabolical genetic advancement. Their advancement and their civilization was but spiritual, and the knowledge of the natural. Education, are you listening to me? Was mixed together. Hallelujah. They were ordinary people. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. If that nation were to be said to remain, it would have been difficult for Jesus to meet anybody on earth. Amen. Are we blessed today? Shout hallelujah. Father, we thank you. So of course, this is a nation of iniquity. Who agree with me? It's a nation of iniquity. It's not just a nation of sin. It's a nation of iniquity. Are you hearing me? Shout hallelujah. Nation of what, sir? Iniquity. Egypt was sin. Promised land was iniquity. God said, unto the iniquity of the Amorites, unto the cup of the iniquity of get full, you won't take them out. Hallelujah. We give praise to God. So the doctrine of the distal doctrine that will drop as the dew and as the rain upon the tender herb and as the showers upon the grass, arranges ordinary doctrine is going to come. So the people Moses was referring to are actually the children of Israel. That the blessings of eternal life that has been commanded by God should come upon them. It was Moses reading it right now, of course. You will never see in Deuteronomy where God called Moses and spoke to Moses from the midst of the tabernacle like he did in Leviticus, he did in Numbers. He never did that to Moses. Moses has become epitomized glorious testament character of the Old Testament. So he carried that glory on the inside of him. So he could minister the same way God will minister to the people. So the appearance of Moses was just the appearance of God in the midst of Israel. We give praise to God. I will bless. Say amen. So our Lord has been read, and it was in Deuteronomy, if I'm correct. Where is it, Pastor? Was it in Deuteronomy that he said, a prophet like unto me, with the Lord your God raise, like unto me. Hallelujah. What's me of that? A prophet who will start from the cradle and then get to the highest point. Hallelujah. The Lord thy God raise unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him shall hearken. So he's not talking about all prophets, but particular prophets that will rise unto Moses. So you have to check the characteristics of what Moses was, or Moses was, that will fit into this dimension of the prophetic stature that will be qualified for Israel to hear. Him you shall hearken. Him you shall hearken. Of course, the prophet wasn't Elijah. The prophet wasn't John the Baptist. The prophet wasn't Jeremiah. Wasn't Isaiah. Wasn't Ezekiel. Wasn't Daniel. Wasn't Hosea. Wasn't Habakkuk. Wasn't Zephaniah. Wasn't Zechariah. Wasn't Malachi. Hallelujah. All of them were not in the class of a prophet who will be a lawgiver. A lawgiver. Somebody who will come out with a testimony. So it was Jesus, and it's still our Lord Jesus, who is actually giving law, even at this pedigree, equivalent, but higher, more superior. Hallelujah. If they will hear him, what Moses has given him won't give the same. But what Moses will give, Moses' law will fulfill, will be like a witness to what is going to be given. We give praise to God. We give glory to God. Shout hallelujah. And if it's going to be like unto him, Pastor, It means, hallelujah, he must follow Moses' pattern. He must die, then bury, then he will be taken. God buried Moses in the plains of Moab. Hallelujah. God buried Moses. Michael came to take the body of Moses. So he experienced death and resurrection. I hope I'm talking to you. So it fell in correctly into the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give glory to God. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So Jesus is Wusa, is the actual lawgiver of the New Testament. Amen. Open your Bible quickly to the book of Hebrews. I'm trusting God that I will reach you better this afternoon. I'm happy many hearts already been evangelized, both on the visual, the audio, and those who are live audience, those who are here streaming with us. Praise God. So everybody should be getting set. We are going to culminate this prayer with the breaking of bread, at least for this month. Shout hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, even to dividing asunder of sword of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow. Is it the son of the thought and intent of the heart? Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. The sword of Jesus is the extension of his person. When Jesus wants to enter you through what he speaks. So it discerns your heart. So its entrance into you is the manifestation of his sword. So the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It does pierce even to divide the son of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow. It's the discerner of the thoughts, intent of the heart. Neither is any creature that is not manifest in his sight. All things are naked and open and made. All things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Open to Hebrews chapter 2. We have to do. I want to take it again gently. We have to do. We have to do. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Hallelujah. We have to do. We have to do. Chapter 2, the last verse. Thank you so much. The last verse. Don't give me verse 10 yet. Hallelujah. For him that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, is able to succor them that are tempted. Give me two verses before 18. Shout hallelujah. Father, we worship you. Father, I worship you. I honor you. For he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Do you see that? Don't be tired of this statement, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. So the one that can officiate the ministry of reconciliation is the high priest. A priest can't do that. A priest can't do that. What a priest can do is to... Yesterday, I thought about the ministry of the priest, Pastor. What a priest can do, hallelujah, at most, is to actually end the issue of sins. To make an end of sins, which is turning one from the law, turn people from iniquity. Let's see, give me Malachi. The iniquity there Malachi chapter 2. Quickly. Hallelujah. My covenant was with him of life and peace. I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me where in peace, equity, and did turn many away from iniquity. He did turn what, son? I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. I say, turn them from. How will he turn people away from iniquity? By making an hand of sins. This Levi that has the law of, has the covenant of life and peace, and he was able to walk in peace because he walked in peace before me. Are you getting me? Walk and equity, he did turn many from what? Iniquity. Hallelujah. He turned them from iniquity. Hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Iniquity extends itself even to the holy place. So to turn you from it, amen. That is, it won't allow you eat it. It won't allow you hold it. It will never allow you get there. That's the power of a priest. That's the power of a priest. But for the fact that he turns you away from iniquity doesn't mean he has saved you. When you have been torn away, then you need to be now be saved from what you have been torn away from. For you, if you have been torn away, it doesn't mean you can't turn back. Yeah. So, but a priest has the tool for to turn one away from getting to iniquity. Now, there are two dimensions to iniquity, from iniquity to iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. From iniquity to iniquity. So a priest in the holy place, what does he get to do? Every one of us, sir. Turn people away from iniquity. And I can tell you, what can a Levite do? A Levite will make you come to the outer court. A Levite should be able to teach you and get you come into the kingdom. In the New Testament, a Levite is he who has entered the kingdom of God. That's a Levite. You have left the people and you have come into the separated place of God's dominion. You've been able to enter into the kingdom of God. I love the word, the kingdom of God. That is where the life of God reigns from. The life of God starts reigning from that, the Levi realm. So when we say kingdom, means dominion. You get me? You begin to have dominion in the outer court. Are you listening? You're a king when you have entered the outer court. Hallelujah. Then you become fully a king of righteousness. Amen. When you have finished the outer court, start the lesson of becoming the king of peace. When you now break the veil and enter into the holy place. Now, those ones who come into the holy place are priests. And when a priest will finish the service of the holy place, he becomes a king of peace. So a king of peace is also, first of all, a king of life, which is the king of righteousness. So when you see a Levite with the law of life and peace, is a priest. It's a priest. A Levite with the law of life and priest. Who is a Levite? What does Levitical house mean in the Old Testament? Levitical house just simply means those who have come into the tabernacle. Those who have come. Can we shout that, sir? Those who have come. Where? Into the tabernacle. Those who have entrance into the tabernacle. Can we shout hallelujah? And when you come into the tabernacle, you become God's own. You become God's, you become His. Shout hallelujah. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Sir, sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven. Sins are washed from one kingdom to another. Sins are washed from one kingdom to what, my brother, another. So, when we say all sins, your sins are forgiven you, but where they make an end of sin is on the golden altar. I think it's clear. Shout hallelujah. Where sins are completely ended is where. So it means anybody who has come to the golden altar preparing for the holiest of all. Golden altar is in the holy place. Preparing for the holiest of all. Thank you, Lord. He is. Hallelujah. He is a priest. Is a full priest. It's a full priest. I want to say this, that there is no kingdom, there is no dominion without removal of sins. So sin, it's actually the presence of sin is to have the nature of a dominion, of the dominion of the adversary. So sin here is more than obvious offenses. Sin begins from allegiance. Sin begins from allegiance. High sins are core service. High sins are very core service. Depending on the type of sin one is serving. If I am serving a sin, are you listening to me? I've never gotten to the outer court at all. I've never come nearer to the side where Israel gather around the tabernacle. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah? It's clear. You know that tabernacle, raw tabernacle, and Israel encamping with their own tents around the more tabernacle of congregation or tabernacle of worship. That Israel's life around the tabernacle, waking up, sleeping, eating, and moving with it, is worship. That whole lifestyle is not when they sing. That living is worship pattern. God was teaching them how to serve Him. So they are serving Him from afar in their tabernacle. The Levites, the priest and the high priest do more than them. So the nearer you come to God, the weightier your response to Him. The more weighty your worship becomes. So this stance is equivalent to worship. So the closeness to God, your worship carries weight. Shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Is that understood? So when you are closer to God, your service is stronger. Farther from Him, your service is low. And when you are in a place, you are never serving Him at all. Rather, you are serving something. So when they are bringing people, they will begin to cut down service. to the other kingdom. So you can see why all evil spirits, rulers of the darkness of this world, Satan in their midst as their head, to power and principality, they are aligned to make sure worship goes on. And they are all different strata of sin. Wickedness, which is iniquity, sins. Are you getting me? Then lower sins. Shout hallelujah. So the more you get closer to God, then the more you break away from spirits. You can see that the hand of freedom or salvation is to break off from that point. The head guy called Lucifer, son of the morning, the dragon. So you can see the last enemy is actually the dragon. It's actually the dragon who wanted to devour the child. That is the tabernacle of iniquity. That's iniquity fully epitomized. I hope I'm talking to you. Break away from him completely. He doesn't like you leaving. He will drag to see to make sure that what he kept in one remains. We give praise to God. So you can see that. There is something about the teaching of grace I learned earlier on from the book of Kayon about sin consciousness. And that's what the grace message is driving. That we shouldn't make people conscious of sin. So I don't talk about sin in my early ministry. Just talk about what Christ has done and that blah blah blah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. To a degree, people get interested in the things of God and they are obedient and of course, but we were shut up. We can't comfort. We can't journey beyond that realm. We are just, if you remain in that dimension, you'll be a baby, you'll be a child, unable to attain sonship. If all that you depend on in ministry is what Jesus has done, and that you don't need to do anything, you only depend on the sacrifice, then you are what you are doing is that you are placing a barrier against the ministry of the high priest to you. You don't want him to talk to you. You don't want him to minister to you. That is the error of stretching Kayon. So just lift up what Jesus has done. Lift it up so high. What Jesus finished in the heavens. What Jesus perfected in the heavens. How Jesus sanctified everyone in the heavens. And there and say, claim it. No, you can't claim it. Even when you say, Jesus has sanctified you. Jesus has made you pure. Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus has done that for me. Jesus has done that thing. You don't need to ask for it anymore. But everybody who is sincere, everyone after teaching, they go home with that thing still. With the presence of what? Of transgression, sin. They go home with guilt that this thing has not been dealt with. Can we shout hallelujah? But God wants to make an end to sin, not just in heaven, in the people, in us. They need to correct that thing. They need to take it away. They need to remove it. It has been dealt with on the altar. But it has to be dealt with in whom? I get it, they went to the altar for. Some of you said, okay, he has been taken. He's on the cross. I know. He doesn't supposed to be on the cross. He has to be inside you. It has to be worked in you. That's why cross is not effective in them. You need to take what was done there and put it in people. And that, because people don't know how, that's why you need the ministry of priests. It's only the priest that can bring those things. Are you getting me? And give it to people. So we can all agree with me that the ministry of the high priest has not really fully flourished in the churches. Actually, the present day church, not just church of 1,000+ years, of many years, 1,500. The high priest is cut off from reaching people. I want you to see what it took Jesus to reach us with his ministry. To reach us with himself. Not so? To get to us. To make sure we are being rich with his ministry. Hallelujah. Now give me Hebrews chapter 2. So it's able. So thank you. Wherefore in all things it behove him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. To make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Open your Bible to chapter 1 of Hebrews. I want us to compare critically this. Verse 4. Verse 3. Being the brightness of his glory, express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins. Kai, it has been purged. If you disagree with this, there is no way you can minister freedom. The sins were purged. Our sins were purged. So they were purged here. Okay. They were purged here. They were purged in heaven. The only thing they dealt with here, Jesus was made sin offering on earth. On earth. So Golgotha wasn't an ordinary place. Jesus was made sin on earth. And I want to say, and they lay our sins on his body. In his own body bore our sins. Like you lay sin on the body of the scapegoat. That Israel, all the sins of Israel will come upon the scapegoat every year. Elders will take it out. One of the elders will escort it out of the city into the wilderness. No wonder Jesus was taken out of the city. God laid sin on him. All the iniquity of us all. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen. Amen. Then they buried it. Look at me. They buried him with the sin. It's equivalent to incriminating the red heifer. Animals who were taken outside the camp, whose flesh must be burned. So there was an altar outside the camp, apart from the brazen altar. There was an altar outside the camp. What that altar is meant for is an altar for animals that sins were laid on their body. And then our Lord was taken outside for sins to be laid on his body. And what did they do to him? They kill him and buried him. Such bodies were burnt with fire. To bury is to burn the body. Of course, natural tradition, earthly human tradition, some believe in setting the bodies ablaze, the bodies of dead people. And some believe in what's that? When they say burn the body, is either way. When you bury it, the body decomposes and fall apart and go into minuteness. So you can use fire for a quick action.
Yeah.
But you can also use the earth for a slow process.
Yeah.
Am I communicating to you?
Yeah.
Is that clear, everybody?
Yeah.
So Jesus' body was what, my brother? Was buried. Our Lord's body was buried. Oh, ha, ha. Jesus' body was buried. Amen. But when Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, he came up with a body that you can never kill. Then went into heaven in a new status. He became eternal life himself. And he went to offer up much more for our sins in heaven. So, why will the altar in heaven be necessary to receive blood for purging? Because sin has an heavenly side to it. All these things came from heaven. It means many sins are heavenly. A lot of sin are heavenly. Sins that the priest would take care of are heavenly. There are sins priest commits. Or there are sins that will stop one from being a priest. That tells us, you can see, to actually deal with a sin in the holy place, shout hallelujah. Because it's a room of solution for sin. Called the sanctuary. It's actually a room provided for taking care of sin. The court is a room made for taking care of what, my brother? Of sin. It's also a partition. Court is not hurt. Outer court is not hurt. So when you say carnal Christian can't come to outer court. Outer court is actually heaven. Is an heaven before the sanctuary. It represents the realm of heaven. And then the holiest of all is the third heaven, the realm of the glory, is the glory world. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
So sin also has an heavenly side to it. When a man is committing a sin that it will take the outer court to purge, that man is no longer earthly. Even though he's carnal, he's not earthly. He's an heavenly man, but a wrong heavenly man. But how are you going to tell the man? Now, in our journey earth is the middle point, is the zero, is ground zero. So it is either minus or plus. So when you are living in the offense against God's order, you'll be going downward. You'll be traveling downward. Pastor, you agree with me? And you'll go deep, deep, deep. So the hand of sin, which is iniquity, of is bottomless pit. That's where the Antichrist came from. That doesn't mean the man or the ground open. If comic people will show it, it's like the ground will open. Smoke will come out of his mouth. No. It's a normal man that would be on earth, but yet the binet is in him. He has learned from the binet. Hell and death are also a teacher. Their life can be found expressive here. So, bringing hell and death on earth, shout hallelujah, is bringing high governance of the binet. Who is the dragon? What the dragon did was that this is an heaven, but it turned heaven like this. So, instead of meekness is pride. When you go to heaven, exaltation is not pride. When they say they exalt a man in heavenly language, before sin was formed, is meekness they raise. What angels call exaltation? Look at how meek. But when Satan formulated it, he brought another brand and created an evil thing and turned meekness to pride. Now, who was Lucifer? Imagine a creature with the highest form of meekness. And for him to be able to make one with God, there shouldn't be anything, no single material of humility and meekness. So you can see what he will have done to himself. What will have done to himself, Pastor? He will have completely turned upside down. So when God look at Lucifer, anytime he stands there, he's actually an opposite of heaven. Inviter. That's what he's standing. So when somebody's talking from binet, when you are talking from pride, you're actually beaming from an inverted opposite heaven. It's an height that has been turned downwards. And how did Jesus made sacrifice to finally break sin? It started from head, then went down into the lowest pit. That lowest is actually the highest. To heaven is the lowest. But to the devil, the deepest is the strongest. It was actually the pinnacle of the temple that is at the bottom. So you can see why Satan would take Jesus to what, my brother? What did he take him for? To? What was it? He took him to where? What does he want him to do there? So he was tempting him with pride. Highest pride. All of us, we experience pinnacle of the temple in a way. Every time. There's what, my brother? Pinnacle of the temple is at different level. If he took Jesus, he can take you. And he will take some people, they will think he's God. Pinnacle of the temple experience. May we recognize and discern. Yeah. and it, you know, some people can hear voice. The feeling will look like that of the Lord. And tell you, I reserve you specially. Everyone says, there's a way, he won't say, I am God, you are the best. No, I reserve you specially. I have kept you in a hidden place of holiness. I kept you so deep that your brethren can't recognize you now. How many of you are denouncing the hidden things of dishonesty? How many people have heard that? Let me tell you sincere. Many of us. If they tell you how many they've told me. I kept in a womb where few are being kept. Satan, if you know what Satan has talked to me. You have to tell yourself, I am what, sir? How many of you, do you like that rubbing that nothing thing? I like that nothing thing. We are nothing, sir. Yes, Leaboki said he used to get zero. They asked him, he had zero in secondary. He said his junior brother was the most intelligent. He said he is 0, 0, 0. So if you ask, he said, I'm zero. He said, but Jesus came, Jesus is number one. And they had one, so he became 1 million. Father, help me. I pray, help me. Help me. Give us help. Are you seeing how deep sin is? That was sin is heaven turned upside down. So our Lord has to leave heaven, come to earth, and what, sir? Condescend. Then rose up from there and went to the highest peak so that he might feel all things. That is sacrifice. What was Jesus doing to sin, sir? He's dealing with it from where? From the depth to the height. So that there is nothing he has not taken care of. Are you seeing why that sacrifice is necessary? That condescending to the abyss is necessary. Now, that abyss become the horn of Lucifer. It's pain. Nobody can take it from me. But Jesus went deep into there, even into the deepest part of iniquity. When Jesus was traveling into the realms of iniquity, in the beneath the earth, earth's terrain becomes realm where sin was practice in another form. But sin is actually heavens expressing themselves on earth as life itself from the Father and from God, higher than heavens, finding expression on earth. As sin has put on flesh, righteousness wants to put on flesh.